Can you tell folks, Miriam, about what did they have their blood tested for? What are we going to be looking for here on the forms?
Well, everyone will get a list of results, and their blood was drawn for a hemogram, a chemistry panel, and then you could choose to have either a TSH or a PSA.
And what are those things?
A hemogram will give you your white count, which looks for infection, your red count, hematocrit and hemoglobin, which look for anemia. Then on your chemistry panel, you have a glucose looking for diabetes. You have a couple of enzymes that tell you about the health of your liver. You have your BUN creatinine, which tell you how healthy your kidneys are. And then, of course, your cholesterol, HDL. Everyone's always interested in that.
Remind me, which is the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol? You can tell I've paid attention every time I get myself tested. I can't remember.
The HDL is the good cholesterol, and the LDL is the bad cholesterol.
And I understand there'll be an asterisk on the forms. People will know whether or not it's bad enough that they need to see a doctor.
That's correct.
We will be having a speaker that is interpreting your health fair lab results. It'll be our own Dr. Jennifer Heyer. It'll be at 11:30 a.m. in the activity room of the community gym.
Judy, tell me about some of the presenters that'll be at the fair this year.
We will be having presenters from Juneau, Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Sitka coming to the fair in addition to our local presenters. We have Beat the Odds. The nurses will be doing a blood pressure check. We have the Coast Guard Auxiliary there, the Cancer Support Group. We got Child Car Seat Program. We have the Fire Department, the EMS, the Search and Rescue there. The LEPC will be there.
LEPC is the Local Emergency Planning Committee.
There you go. We have the hand.
That's my job to remember all those acronyms.
I like that. We have a hand washing station. The health nurse will be there with information. We have height, weight, and body fat index. The mammogram people will be there. Nutrition will be there. Bone marrow donor register and information will be there. The health nurse will be there. Petersburg Mental Health Services and Suicide Prevention. We have the U.S. Forest Service will be doing trail safety. True North Counseling will be there. WAVE will be there. We have Search Dental will be there. The DARE program and Child ID Kit from the police department will be there.
What's the Child ID Kit? Do you know?
They'll have fingerprints. They'll have their ages, and then the person takes their school photo and tapes it to that. You know, so the parents will have something to show somebody if their child is missing or just good basic information.
That's just a sampling of the people. There's
going
to be a lot more than that. Miriam, can you talk about the value of having this fair every couple of years as opposed to maybe people just coming in on their own periodically to have these tests done?
Well, it's always good for people to be involved in their own health, and this gives them a way to do it in a cheaper fashion and more on a scheduled fashion, since it's every 2 years. People should have their cholesterol checked in case they need medication. They should know what their glucose is, and this makes all of those values available to both the person and the doctor.
Do you find that every couple of years you see people that have seen the changes on their forms and come in and said, oh, I better go into the doctor because they went and got these tests?
Yeah, we find people, we have repeat customers every 2 years, and for some of them, it's actually, that might be the only health draw that they have.
How many people did the blood draw this year, Miriam?
Well, we had a total of 568, 201 for PSAs, and close to 300 for the TSH.
568, how does that compare to last 2 years ago?
It is a little bit less. Last year we had over 600, we had 609.
Still, you're talking about a substantial portion of the population here in Petersburg, so that's pretty good.
Oh, it's excellent. We're always thrilled.
And because of the different businesses that are willing to help advertise the health fair by letting us put up our posters, by giving us free advertising, the word really has spread around town.
I would like to add from the laboratory, we have a great core group of EMTs that have helped us out, Don Bieber, Dave Berg, and Danny Bird, and then a couple of nurses, Mamie McMahon and Julie Schoenberg, and then our own Marlene Cushing has helped us out with blood draws, and they're fabulous. Thank you very much.